Okay, let's talk about an important topic: A for life, and B for the time of the zman that we are in now. Everybody have their two sheets. There's the Eved Hashem sheet, and there's the Lekras Bein Hazmanim sheet. So if you're missing one, you know, feel free to take. In the a post Purim part of the zman, it's, you know, there's a little itch in the air. You know, you can't say that you feel the spring. It's pretty cold this year, but. You know, it's not that time, and it's later than it usually is, and it's been a long zman, Baruch Hashem. It's a 6 month zman, the longest zman that you're going to get on record, but Baruch Hashem. But we have to try to make sure that we do what we can in these last couple of days to make sure that we end strong, to make sure that we take the messages that we're supposed to take with us into Bein Hazmanim, there is really no such thing as Bein Hazmanim. I guess there practically is, but there's a Zman in Yeshiva and a Zman when you go back for Pesach to your homes. That's also a Zman. It's, you know, that's also, you know, right now we're Bein Hazmanim between the times I'm in my house. Right? So that, depending how you look at it. But there's just avoda to do in both places. So let's talk generally first about being an Eved Hashem, which is really the goal of our life and the goal of everything we're trying to do. Because a lot of that is a larger than just, you know, learning Torah. Okay, we learn Torah. That's what we've been doing the years in Yeshiva. But really, the larger element that we're supposed to be doing is being an Eved Hashem. We'll talk about that general commitment and obviously applications for our lives. And then we'll have three or four practical applications of this to think about before Bein Hazmanim and strategies to take with us as we have that time period. So why do we say that the Eved Hashem is the goal of life? Because Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam tells us, as we know, in source number one, we're doing the Eved Hashem sheet first. The Rambam tells us in source number one that, you know, one of the animamins is that Moshe Rabbeinu is unique and different, and you can never be like Moshe Rabbeinu. You saw Rashvi, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, Hu Shenamin. Any extra ones around? Any of the... Here I have some. Here I have another one. Here, there's an Eved Hashem one. Here, take another one. Two more. The Rambam tells us that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, Vushanamin, Shuavin, Shakol, and Neviim, Shakanu Lefanav, Vabal Machrav. He was unique. He is the father of all prophets that preceded him and that followed him. Everyone else is Lamata Mimena B'mala. They're under him, not physically, just in quality. Right? We don't understand that. We can say the words. A qualitatively different type of Navi. And we can know the differences that the Rambam describes. It was Pal Peh, and it was while he was awake, and it wasn't in riddle, all the differences. But we can't fathom either of those. You know, what does it mean, Pal Peh? What does it mean, not Pal Peh? Alavai Be'ez Hashem, one day we'll understand it. But either way, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was different. And yet, that's only in terms of Nevuah. Because as we know, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, we spoke about this months ago, in Hilchos Tshuva, when the Rambam wants to tell us that we have when the Rambam wants to give an example of using free choice properly, Bechira Chafshis, in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva, and he says, Al Yavar B'machshav T'chad Davar Zeh, She'omrim Tipshi Umos Ha'olam. Don't let this thought that many fools amongst the nations believe, She'kadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Allah D'Bichlis Ber Yasa Lio Tzadik Arasha, that Hashem is Gozer on a person to be a Tzadik Arasha from when he's born. No! The Gemara goes through everything else. The Gemara Nida says that it's nigzar before we're born whether we're going to be rich or poor or wise or foolish or all the other things, but not tzaddik or rasha. That's up to us. And then the Rambam says his important line, Kol adam roi lo lios tzaddik k'moshe Rabbeinu, o rasha k'yirava. Each of us could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Each of us has the power. Each one of us. Hashem believes in us. Hashem believes in us. And therefore, we need to make sure that we, you know, that we recognize that. Remember those who were there on Motzi Shabbos when the beautiful Torah by Landa mentioned before the song, right? The Vayema'in Vart. If you remember, that's an unbelievable, powerful thought that he said. Vayema'in, Yaakov refused to be comforted, right, by Yosef. What does that mean, he refused to be comforted? You know, you might have said sometimes if there's one child who's giving you a lot of trouble and causing a lot of friction amongst the siblings, so something, you know, I'm not going to do anything, but something happened to him, okay, good, okay, not good, but like I could deal with it. so there won't be any friction. There'll be 11 sons, and no. Vayimain. I'm not giving up on Yosef. I believe in him. He refused, and that's what gave Yosef the power to vayimain by Eishes Potiphar. He was able to. He knew somebody believed in him. Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in us that we could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Torah is called, and the beginning of Yeshua is called Eved Hashem. He's the ultimate. His Talmud also reached that level, right? Yeshua Perachav Dal, the end of Yeshua, Eved Hashem. That's the ultimate goal of what we are meant to be in our lives. And Eved Hashem, you know, obviously Talmud Torah plays a major part of that, as we've heard over the past couple of days about Reb Chaim and his Avdus. But he spent many hours of his life, I mean, not many for us, but hours and hours doing chesed to other people and listening to people's sorrows and giving brachas. So Eved Hashem is not just learning Torah. So what is it? So first of all, there is a general commitment. And we have to recognize this as we leave the Kostli HaYeshiva for a couple of weeks. And again, we'll get to practical ramifications and strategies afterwards. But the Beis HaLevi, let's remember the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi in Perek Yutes of Shmos, where the Beis HaLevi asks, how exactly, halachically, did Nasa ben Ishma work? How did it work? What do you mean, how did it work? Says the Beis HaLevi, in his classic halachic style, trying to figure out Nasa ben Ishma from a lumdus perspective, Yadua das HaRambam. The Rambam tells us, HaMachayiv Atzma V'Davashino, Katsuv L'Chal Olav Achiyuv, V'Ashiv U'Klal. If I go over to you and say, I hereby owe you a million shekel. I owe you a million shekel. I hereby owe you a billion shekel. I owe you. Chodos Valdin, Me'edim Dami. But what if I say, I hereby owe you whatever you want? I hereby obligate myself to anything you say. I owe you zero. Because you can't obligate yourself to a davar she'eino katzuv if it's not definite, if it's not defined. So ask the Beis HaLevi, how did Nasa ben Ishma work? Hashem, we'll do it! What are you going to do? Whatever you say! How did that work? Obligations don't work like that. You have to say, I'll do 613. They didn't even know anything yet. So ask the Beis HaLevi, how did that work? Lo chal lo vachiyav kivan de Beis HaKabbalah lo yada mashi yomer lo ploni. You don't know what Ploni is going to say. V'yemkein Yisrael shekibbol al asma machiyuv kodem sheyedu apratim lechora hechal le machiyuv. So he says, I saw an answer once. I don't remember where I saw it. So that itself gives us a little chizuk. Even the Beis HaLevi sometimes forgot something. Okay. But v'hateretz lazeh, what's the answer? Says the Beis HaLevi. Nasa ben Ishma wasn't, I'll do whatever you say. Because there's something else that does work. I'm able to go over to a person and say, I hereby accept to be your Eved. And I accept you as an Adon. I accept you as an Adon. You're my master. I'm your Eved. That can be created. You create a relationship. You create a context. That's step one. Step two, Memela, I have to do whatever my Adon tells me. Meaning step one, you're not obligating yourself as anything. I'm becoming a sort of identity. I'm creating a context. That's what Nasa ben Ishma was. It wasn't, Hashem, I'll do whatever you say. It was, I hereby declare that I want to be your Eved. Which means, in any situation that you tell me to do something, I hereby accept to listen. Vateres lazeh. Di'af agav, line 6. Di'af agav, the makabal of lasos called mashi yomar ploni. If somebody says I hereby accept to do whatever ploni says, lo chalachiyuv, it doesn't work. Bikomakom, hare yacho kol echor limkoros atzmo le'eved, lechaveiro. O lepoel. You can accept to sell yourself as an eved. Fayu mechayiv atzmo lasos called mashi yomar ladono. And you're obligated to do whatever the adon says, because now it's not just you have an obligation to do things. It's that my essence is meshubed to the other person. My essence is connected. And that's what Nasa ben Ishma was. Nasa ben Ishma says, Hashem, we accept to be your avadim. That includes a lot. That includes when I'm in Kostli HaYeshiva. That includes when I'm in the store. That includes when I'm with family. That includes wherever I am for Pesach. We accept it at Har Sinai to be avdei Hashem. And that's the goal of our life. the goal of our life is constantly to always ask, right, what is Hashem? How can I be an Eved Hashem in this situation? And not every situation is simple, but I have to figure it out sometimes. Sometimes there are tricky situations, especially outside of the during the Bein Hazmanim. But again, that's what we have to try to figure out, right? To be the Avdei Hashem that we accepted to be, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy about this, though. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tremendous nachas that we said this. The Sifri in Dvarim, which you're familiar with, a different version of this is quoted in the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, but the Sifri in Zos HaBracha says, we know when Hashem wanted to give the Torah, lo al Yisrael bilvad hu nigla. He didn't just come to the Jews, but he went to the Kalumas, all the nations, and he offered the Torah to all the other nations. First he went to Esav. He says, Esav, you want the Torah? What do they say? Well, makasuba. Well, what's written in it? Tell us a little about it. So Hashem says, lo sirtzach. Lo sirtzach. Kol atzmam shalos manashim. That's our hobby. That's what we do on the Sunday for fun. Okay, not interested. Halachetzel b'nei amonu moav. Amalam kalam asentam Torah. Amonu moav. You want the Torah? Ma kasiba. Lo sinaf. Lo sinaf. That's we have rules. That's okay. That's what we do. Okay. Esav zayar amonu moav. Yishmael. You want the Torah? Lo signov. That's how we make a living. All the nations, b'chein l'kaluma v'uma, b'nei Yisrael, you want the Torah? Nasa v'nishma, we'll take it. So ask the Bali Musar. I don't remember which one of the Bali Musar asked this. But ask the Bali Musar. Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to make a shidduch here. He goes to the nations of the world, he says, no, you want the Torah? They say, ma kasuba. What should Hashem say? He picks the most controversial mitzvah that he knows that they can't stand. What should I say? What does it say in it? Hashavas Aveda. Oh, that's good. What is it saying it? V'yahavta Re'echa Kamocha. There's so many, you know, you want to even say Shatnez? Say Shatnez. Yidavka pick Lo Sirtzach. You pick Lo Sinav. You know, what is that? So say the Bali Musar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you want the Torah? They say, well, Ma Kasuba. What's in it? The second that they say Ma Kasuba, Hashem says, not interested, Lo Sirtzach. Not interested, Lo Sinach. Why? But your commitment is going to be based on what's in it. Let me see what's in it, and then I'll make a decision. That's not called commitment. That's not called loyalty. That's not called avdus. Being an Eved means you accept. Don't focus on what you're going to do. Focus on who you're going to be. And that's what we did. We said, Nasa v'nishma, like the Beis HaLevi says, we will become Avdei Hashem. And that was the calling. That was our commitment. That was our commitment. And this commitment included, as we just said, a commitment to the package and the commitment to the details. Let's focus on that for a moment. The package and the details. The first thought we've had in other Sifas Chaims, but it's worth it to review. In source number 5, the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Akev, where the Arachayim is discussing the pasuk Kol HaMitzvah. Kol HaMitzvah Sh'Anochi Misav Chalasos, all the mitzvah that you have to do. And the Arachayim is bothered like Chazal already, it should be Kol HaMitzvos, not Kol HaMitzvah, all the mitzvah. All the mitzvos. So Rashi, I didn't give you the Rashi. Rashi says, "Kol haMitzvah, ain a mitzvah nikra el amisha gomer." You have to finish the mitzvah. To finish the mitzvah. Okay, go do haMitzvah, the whole mitzvah. Says the Or HaChaim now. A different shot. Many of these sources are very usable. If you ever have to just speak or anywhere, just give it to our Torah. A lot of them are general Torah sources. So please, that Beis HaLevi, the Sifri, I've heard it used in, about that's not called commitment, loyalty, and this Arachayim also, so feel free. Front pockets, not just back pockets. Okay. Says the Arachayim, source of so what is Kol HaMitzvah? Tzarech Ladas Ba Mitzvah, he says, what's the mitzvah? Says the Arachayim on line 2. Ish Moshe, Hiskil, Belibos, B'nai Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu had an insight into human Jewish psychology. Hiskil, Belibos, B'nai Adam. Ki ruach echad yitem kakadon kagadol. There is a misguided approach to Avodas Hashem. Vusulam lahamid b'Avodas Hashem. It's a ladder that goes down. V'latzeis b'derech Achayim. What is it? Somebody becomes proficient and somebody is great at certain mitzvos. We focus on certain mitzvos, and that even if we're great at them, that sometimes could give a feeling like I don't have to focus so much on other mitzvos. I'm a lamdin. I have to focus on, I don't know, tefillah? Let me rush through davening so I could learn a lot. You know how much of Shas I could finish during Chazaras Shas? You know how much I could learn? You know, and if I say Baruch Shem Rashi Yishtambach, I could finish all of Shnayim Mikra while I wait for everybody else to catch me. Is that what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants from us? Right? I'm a tztaka Jew. I'm a tztaka guy. I don't have to focus so much on the, you know, says the Arachayim, we pick and choose, even if we're good at some of them. Says the Arachayim, kol ha-mitzvah. It's a package. The entire mosaic of 613. Skip a couple of lines. Line 7. V'zeu asoviv yisuri anashim yimapech vodam v'yir begnusam. Right, v'nasan tam, and then what is the term? Kol ha-mitzvah, do all the mitzvah. What is the continuation of the pasuk? L'man tichyon, so that you shall live. That you shall live. What do you mean that you shall live? See, here he quotes the Zohar. Ki ba'adam yishrama chayvaram v'shas agid. And we know in a person's body there are 248 limbs, 365 sinews. Sinews is also one of those words that you only use in the Beis Medrash. Kind of like frankincense, right? And sinews, some words like you would never use in life. Right, we had one a couple of days ago in Shir. I don't remember what it was. But some of these words. Okay. Ukenegdam Leviticus, I guess, is another one. Okay. Ukenegdam Badvar Hashem Lishmar Shasav Mitzvah Losasei. We know there are 365, 248. Keneged every sinew and limb is a mitzvah. A mitzvah that gives nourishment, spiritual nourishment to that limb. And in Bizman Tchias Amesim, the mitzvahs and the losases that we did in this world give nourishment. Says the Arachayim, imagine you go to a doctor. You have a pain in your pinky. Doctor, my pinky is killing me. Could you help me out here? And the doctor says, you have 9 healthy fingers. What are you complaining about? You're fine. You have 9 good ones. No, but this one's hurting. And you have, but you even have 10 toes you're not complaining about. You have 19 digits. It's not good enough. You have 19, so you have one that hurts. The Chaim's like, no, but this pinky hurts and it's affecting my whole body. If we leave out a mitzvah, if we focus on A and not B, that's not for me. No, then we're going to be a balmum. It's a balmum in our avodas Hashem. Kol ha-mitzvah. So, first and foremost, besides the general commitment that we made by Har Sinai to be an Eved Hashem, it's a package. We're committed to the package. We're committed to focusing. Again, there are, you know, different times of year. We have different times of our lives. We focus on different mitzvahs. That's true. And during our years in yeshiva, we should be focused on Talmud Torah as the priority. But it doesn't mean there aren't other mitzvahs. And especially, as we're going to get to Bein Hazmanim, there are definitely other values and mitzvahs that we have to be cognizant of and aware of. But on the one hand, there are general. We recognize the package, and as the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos in Avos, right? We don't look at the hierarchy of what's more important than the other one, right? We have halachic principles like Osek b'mitzvah, Patur min ha-mitzvah. We don't look at the other mitzvah is more important. Doesn't matter. We don't make those distinctions by mitzvahs aseh. Osek b'mitzvah, Patur min ha-mitzvah. Mitzvah b'al yad chatach mitzana. No, we don't, because all mitzvahs are a package. But on the other hand, we recognize not just that every mitzvah is a package, but that every single mitzvah, everyone is an opportunity. and we focus on the prat and not just the klal. We're committed to the klal, but we're also committed to the prat. I think I mentioned last week. I mentioned last week in Shia the Rav Hirsch's thought on the Trumas Hadashin.
Yeah.
No, that was a different one, not the Rav Hirsch. There was someone else. I don't remember. The Trumas Hadashin, we put on the Big Day Kahuna for the Trumas Hadashin, last week's parsha. Message being, there's nothing below us, beneath us, in Avodas Hashem. Every single opportunity to serve Hashem could be taken out yesterday's ashes, so to speak. Taken out the garbage in the Beis HaMikdash. When I got engaged, my father-in-law told me, he said, Shalom, you know what the first avodah was every day in the Beis HaMikdash? Taking out the garbage. I'm like, thank you, Abba. But the Trumas HaDeshen. But the Kohen puts on his Big Day Kahuna to take out the Deshen. Because there's nothing beneath us. Aaron HaKohen, Parshas Baaloscha. Right, it says, Vayaskin Aaron, Malamed Shaloshina. Many different pshatim. What does that mean? Malamed, he didn't change. What does that mean? There was nothing beneath Aaron HaKohen. He didn't change his excitement for lighting the menorah, for doing the avoda, for anything. He didn't lose that hashivas. There's nothing small. There's nothing small in Avodas Hashem. There's a package that we're committed to, but every tzitzis, every tefillin, every tztaka, every word of encouragement, there's nothing small. Every bracha that we say, right? These are all areas that we have to focus on. Remember the Ritva, those who were here last year, we learned Psachim, right, last year? Right, and Daf Zayin, all the sugyas of Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Ritva there, which talks about why we make a bracha over Las Yasan. Birchas HaMitzvah, the source number 7, the Ritva says, Kedeshi is Kadesh Tchila Bibracha, V'yigala V'yodiya Shehu Osa Osa Mipnei Mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. Right, we announce what we're going to do. Ki abrachas me avodas hanefesh, for lahakdam avodas hanefesh, lamaisa avodas haguf. It's all avoda. Every little thing. Setting a Shabbos table. Setting a yontif table. Right, so many shopping for Shabbos. The poskim say that we should say, l'kavod Shabbos, when we pick up the oranges. You don't have to say it out loud, but say it. You can say it, l'kavod Shabbos. There's a poskim, the Shlach Kaddish course is a pasuk from Yecheskel to say when you set the table for Shabbos and Yontif. Vayidaber Eliza Shulchan Hashem Lefnei Hashem. That's also the long pasuk. Vayidaber Eliza Shulchan. We can imbue sanctity with in every detail, so that our commitment is the general, and our commitment is the specifics. And it's even outside the world of mitzvos. And with this, we'll kind of get towards the end of part one before we get to the specifically Beit Hazman. Right, it's everything in our lives. The Limudei Nisan of Nissen Alpert, the star student of Rav Moshe, has a beautiful ha'ara on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, one of the 613, in the extreme case, the Kiddush Hashem is to give one's life in those situations. But this Kiddush Hashem, you know, every day, as we will see. What's the source in the Torah for Kiddush Hashem? Where's the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush Hashem in the Torah? Parshas Emor, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. V'nikdashti, how would you translate v'nikdashti? Basic, right? Passive. And I will be sanctified. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Ask for this in Alpert. Why isn't there a direct command, tzivui, in the Torah? V'kadeshoti, or something like that. Is it passive? V'nikdashti, and I will be sanctified. V'kadesh oti. V'tzarech bir, lama lo nemer mitzvah zu b'lashin sivui, kachu eshmi, v'lo b'lashin sipuri. V'nira li, shatora gil says, aderach ha-mevila di Kiddush Hashem, says l'limud Nisan, Kiddush Hashem is not supposed to be a mitzvah that we say a hinini muchan mezuman, and then we do the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. I am going to sanctify God's name right now. And I'm going to go out and... Remember growing up, Baruch Hashem, here in Eretz Yisrael, the kids have tiulim often during the year. But back in America, we had one trip the whole year. Besides, like, the bus to and from school every day. don't know what you had in Edgewater. But we had one trip. What was the one trip? Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer baseball. That was it. That was the only time we ever went anywhere. And there was a whole big thing before, like for weeks before. Make sure you say thank you to the non-Jewish bus driver. Make Kiddush Hashem. It's like, make Kiddush Hashem. And you walk into the bus. Kiddush Hashem. Here we go. Kiddush Hashem. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, thank you. Which is wonderful. But that's not the end all and the be all of Kiddush Hashem. It usually rains, so you don't have any trip anyway. But says in the Mudim, you know what Kiddush Hashem is? We are supposed to condition ourselves to live on such a plane of existence that memela, we sanctify God's name through our life without even focusing on it. Right? When we're walking in the street, when we're online somewhere in the store, whatever it is, people look at us and Hashem's name is sanctified through our actions without even focusing. No, sanctify. No, make ourselves people that memela v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. No, it's just as you sanctify ourselves in how we eat and how we, you know, how we're with our spouses and how we're in business. Just memela. When people realize that, I remember a story. Remember one time when my wife is many years ago, 25 years ago, my wife was in medical school, and I remember she came out and told me a story. She said, whatever, she was in medical school with a lot of people from other faiths. And she was in a group, and all of a sudden, there was one of the boys there cursed. And then he looked at my wife and said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I was like, what are you sorry about? I'm like, she wasn't even a rabbi's wife then. Right? So like, what are you sorry? But it's like, she said, because... like, they know that Orthodox Jews live on a higher level of existence, and, like, she doesn't live around cursing. It's not like a thing in her world. Because it's vinikdashti. It's like, it's a higher level of existence. And it goes to how we talk and how we dress and how we conduct ourselves. Vinikdashti memela. So our commitment of being an Eved Hashem is not just by general mitzvahs and specific mitzvahs, but it's general how we live. And there's a beautiful Rambam, what we might call a refrigerator Rambam. Right? The Rambam tells us it should be on the fridge. Source number 9. Says the Rambam, Im digde chacham al atzmo, v'ye dibur benachas mabrios. Our words should be benachas with people. V'day tumu revis imam. We should get along with people. And smile when we greet them. Smile. It's such a strange phenomenon in this world. Right? You ever meet somebody. You go to somebody and say, hi, how are you? What are you so happy about? You know, you ever go to a store and like pay for something? Like, thank you so much. They'll think you're weird. But they'll remember it. Say Rapanam Yafas. Vinela may have been ovum, and we act, you know, with humility. We give cover to everybody. We act in a different way. They've quoted before. There's an amazing story of, I don't remember the name of the Rosh Yeshiva, with a G. I've quoted the story before. Galowitzer? I don't remember, but it was, I remember the story. I quoted it a number of years ago. He must have been Nifter a bunch of years ago. There was a woman who was driving on the Garden State Parkway, a highway in New Jersey, and she said she pulled off the road. I have on my computer the exact details. What?
Galinsky?
No, not Galinsky. It was it was Gritzer at the end. I don't know. Anyway, so she pulled off the highway to like a gas station, and it was a gas station, and it's not one of those cold, freezing nights, and the gas attendant. In New Jersey, you're not allowed to fill up your own car, so you have to wait for the guy to come out. So he comes out. He's a midget. Literally, he's a midget. So he comes out, and he's, you know, comes over and starts filling up the car. He's filling up, and all of a sudden, he looks into the back seat, and she has this big picture in the back seat. And this Hispanic midget looks inside and says, "Who is that?" And she's like, "What? Like, who is that?" It's in the back seat. It was a big picture of her father. She says, it's my father.
He says, where is he? Where is he?
He says, he died a few years ago. And this midget on the Garden State Parkway starts crying. She's like, what is going on here?
Like, what are you crying about with my father? And
it's like, you don't understand. She's like, you're right, I don't understand.
Right? You don't understand.
Your father lived in Israel, right?
Right.
Whenever he used to travel here, he always stopped at this gas station. And after I filled up gas, you know what he told me? He always told me, thank you so much. You are doing such an unbelievable job. You know what? Standing out here in the cold, you never miss a day. You don't miss a day. You do such a service to people. They don't have to get out of there. You help them get to wherever they are. You're awesome. Your father always made me feel big. Your father made me feel like Benikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. Right, somebody who looks and remembers. And it's not so easy to live like that. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, Shabsosai tishmo mikdashi tiro. Keep Shabbos and be in awe of my mikdash. Why are those two put together? Because we do not believe, like the other religions, that religion is really basically reserved for the temples. Mikdashi tiro. No. Shabsosai tishmoru. Shabbos is everywhere. Don't leave religion in the synagogue. Says Reb Moshe.
Right. Moshe says it's everywhere.
All areas of our life.
We could be v'nigdashti b'sof b'nigdashti,
be an Eved Hashem there. And finally, and then we'll get to the second part, which is a little shorter. Right, the big question of, was it Yitzchak's Nisayon or Avram's Nisayon? Akedah's Yitzchak. It's called Avram's Nisayon.
Well, the Kibni says Avram. Wasn't it Yitzchak more... You know, he was giving up his life. He was on the altar. He was on the Mizbeach. Why is it called Avram's Nisayon and not Yitzchak's Nisayon? Question A. Question B, the Shemen HaTov, in the last source, asks, after the Akedah, Avram Avinu goes back. He meets his Na'arim. Yitzchak disappears. He's nowhere.
Next parasha, he misses his mother's Levaya. He's not around when they're looking for a wife for him. All of a sudden, he shows up. Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Where's he been?
So the Medrash asked the question, right? Where does everybody who disappears in Sefer Bereishis go to?
Shem Be'er, right? So he went to Shem Be'er.
So, but the question is here: Yitzchak was already ready to be an Ola Tmima on the Mizbeach. What more did he have to learn?
Well, Shem Be'er. What you have to, like, usually for 22 years, Yaakov had a goal.
Says the Shemen HaTov, Yitzchak was ready and knew how to die Al Kiddush Hashem.
But he had to go, and it's a higher level, to live Al Kiddush Hashem every single day of our lives.
And that's why it's Avram's Yisrael, because he was going to have to live with this for the rest of his life,
what he did. So that's what it means to be an Eved Hashem.
We will makabel it. Everything Kodesh Baruch Hu says, right? The general, the Beis Halei, the Arachayim, the mitzvah, Kol HaMitzvah,
the details, everyone, nothing's beneath us.
And just living life, trying to condition ourselves to make us those types of people. So Lamaisa, this is crucial to remember all of these points as we head towards Bein Hazmanim. And let's just make a Lamaisa 4 points. 4 points to remember as we come towards the end here. Again, it's not an end. It's the next stage. We're getting towards the end of one Zman. But we go to the next Zman.
Right, Be'ez Hashem, we should not say
Hadron Olch Yevamos for so long. We'll come back. And if you're still doing Daf Yomi, you got another few months. So, but anyway, 4 points. Number one, recognize the value of time. To use our time well.
Right, next week's Parsha.
Parsha's Achodesh. Next week, right, we got 3 Sifrei Torah, just to make sure we remember. Right, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Shabbos.
The first mitzvah, Chodesh Zelachem. Chodesh Zelachem, this month is for you.
Why is that the first national mitzvah?
It says the Sfarno, because it's about setting the calendar.
And we need to realize that we set our calendars. And every moment is ours to use and to fill.
Mikan ve'elach yu chadashim shalachem, says the Sfarno. Shlasos behem kirtzonchem.
What's the definition of an Eved? An Eved is not in control of his own time.
He's told what to do.
A ben chorin makes his own schedule.
So we are ben chorin. Right? Sometimes it's a little harder to make your own schedule.
Right? When you're in yeshiva, you have the schedule given to you. But we have to make sure that we recognize using time properly. Rav Palm notes, he asked, how did the Dor HaMabul fall so quickly? How did it happen? From Adam and Chav, okay, thrown out of Gan Eden, but like, boom! Gilead arise, Amodazar, Shvichas Dama, whatever. How did they do all those Averis? How did they fall so quickly? So he says, simple. The Medrash tells us that when Noach was born, they named him Noach. Why? Zayin Achamenu Mimasin Mitzvon Yadenu. Noach is going to give us Nechama from our hard work. Right? The ground was cursed, but Noach is going to be a great farmer. How did they know that when he was born? How'd they know? Zayin Adayin Nevuah, Lemech was a Navi. So the Medrash Avkir, I don't know what that is, it's a Medrash quote in the Torah Shlema or of Kasher, source number three. Noach was born, was the first person born in history with separated digits, with fingers. Up until that time, everybody was born with like a mitten, like their hands, the four fingers were stuck together. So you couldn't hold any tools. You could try to hold. Noach had digits, had separated fingers. Oh, Zayin Achameinu. He's going to make tools. He's going to help work the land. So what happened when Noach started working the land and had tools? Guess what that created? Free time. Lots more free time. What do you do with free time? Says Rav Palm, free time can be an unbelievable gift.
But it could also lead to tragedy if it's misused and abused.
And that's what happened with the Dor HaMabul. They had more free time, and they used it for terrible things. The Rambam writes, the last halacha in Ilchos Issurei Biyah, the Rambam says, if our mind is not full of Torah and mitzvahs and good things, it's filled with other things. Because our mind is a vacuum. And we got to fill it up with something. Got to fill it up with something. We choose. I heard a story yesterday. Again, you have to know how to take this story. Not every story about Rav Pankajewski is Lamaisa for us. Maybe none of them are. But
somebody said a story that there was a guy, he dealt with also millions and millions of dollars giving to stuff organizations that gave him, he gave out. So there was one guy that gave him like millions of dollars for some stock organization. And he came there to him, and then like 2 days later, he was going to go back to Chuslor. So he came to say goodbye to Reb Chaim.
So the gabbai, before he went in, said, you know, he might not remember your name.
What are you talking about? I gave $10 million 2 days ago.
He's not going to remember my name. He's like, he doesn't focus on remembering names. He's like, what do you mean? He says he tries not to fill up his head with other information so he has more room for Torah. So you can remember. So again, that's not for us to copy. You know, we should remember people's names and say thank you. We're not on that level. But to be in such power of your brain, like, I'm not going to use these brain cells for, you know, it kind of reminds me of like the Harry Potter thing that you put the brain cells into the thing overnight, so you empty it,
we can take it back.
this is, what's the message? The message is our brain is a vacuum. And we have to make sure that we use our time and we use our brain. The best time, just Lamaisa, the best time, if we want to make sure we get our learning in, stay in Shul Efesh Hamas. That is the safest thing to do. The safest thing. Wherever you are, in your shuls, in your neighborhoods, just stay for an hour and a half, 2 hours. You can get the bagel later. Right? Just stay. You have a chavrusa. It's easier, easiest. Things happen during the day. Things get busy and something happens. And I will learn at night. Shachris before you leave the shul. Before you leave the shul, you know, if possible. You can learn the rest of the day also, but that's number one, usage of time. Number two, concrete goals. Before one leaves yeshiva, concrete goals. Number one, meaning in what way? Number one, daily. Figure out something to do daily. Doesn't matter what. You could pick a Masechta Mishnayos that you never learned.
I remember I did one recruiting trip
a number of years ago with another Rebbe from another yeshiva before I was in Kiryat Yavne. So I said, we're going together. I usually don't go with anybody. He's like, okay. So I'm like, okay, we're going to learn on the plane. What are we going to learn? I'm like, Machshirin. He's like, Machshirin. I'm like, yeah, it's not such a long Masechta, and it's Mishnayos, and it's not something I learned, so we learned Machshirin. That was our... So, pick something. Something daily. What it might be the Shnayim Mikra Aliyah of the day. Could be, it's just something daily, A. B, one might want to pick something small to finish, like a small Masechta Mishnayos. Like, whatever it might be. A Perek, a Sefer in Tanakh, by doing a two Prakim a day. Something. But have a plan, a goal. A, daily, B, to finish something, or it could be areas outside of learning. But to think about the goals before one leaves yeshiva. I want to bench properly. Or Shlomo Zalman, it's harder to bench properly than to daven properly. Right? I wanna make sure that I don't raise my voice the entire Ben Azmana. Even if I'm driving. Right? Even if I'm whatever. Everybody can have whatever goals they want. I want to make sure to spend time with my grandparents. Usually I don't focus, but having grandparents is a gift. I want to make sure to spend time, whatever the goal is, but to identify it before we leave, even to write it, put it in our phones so we don't forget. That's number two. So number one, time. Number two, concrete goals. Number three, and this is crucial, this is really a whole other shiur, but just mention it now. Not chas v'shalom to hold ourselves above anybody else. That's a very important area. Baruch Hashem, we've spent the last 6 months learning Yevamos. So, we might say, yeah, what Masechta did you learn this year? You know, Yevamos. Right? Did your yeshiva ever do Yevamos? You know? But even whether it's within learning or whether it's obviously outside, like I've been learning. What if he's a balabas and he's a this, he's a that? Our learning should never, ever make us hold ourselves above anybody else. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, right? Margala pepumayo drabanan to Yavne. The rabbis of Yavne said, Ani birya v'chaveri birya. I'm a person, he's a person. I do the malacha and he does malacha. I wake up early and learn and he wakes up early and goes to the shoe store. Right? So you might say, Shema Tomar, Ani Marim v'ani v'hu mamit. You know what I've spent this the last 6 months doing? You know what he spent the last 6 months doing? Don't compare anybody. Everybody has their avoda. Everybody has their tachlis in life. The more we know, by the way, the more the responsibility is to be mekadesh shem shemayim and to be an avod Hashem. It's a mechayev. And it's not our job to tell anybody else what to do. Whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend that's not really looking to be inspired by us. Whoever it is, it's our job to be nice. And it's our job to be accepting. And what we do for ourselves is fine and wonderful. And we could be the best Oved Hashem. It's not our job to go tell anybody, you know, to teach anybody Hilchos Shabbos. Right? Unless they want to ask, unless they ask, and if there's a relationship there that, you know, there's an important prima gadim. If there's any shita out there that one can rely on, the food is mutter. So in Kamat, in almost every case, you know, there's no issue. But again, especially parents. It's not children's job to tell parents what to do. But in general, not to hold ourselves above anyone else. After months in yeshiva, that sometimes, you know, is like a you know, we can look askance or down at how people daven or how people learn, how people conduct themselves. Not our job to judge anybody. Baruch Hashem, we've had this chus of being in yeshiva. Remember that. So number one, time. Number two, goals. Number three, not to hold above anybody else. Number four, growing. Growing. Ben Hazmanim is also a time for growth. There's no such thing as a holding pattern. One of my favorite varts. I was in Rachel this afternoon to give a shiur for an hour, so one of the Reiki Motu, he's like, I need a vart on the Parsha. I'm like, oh, okay. One of my favorites, right? This week's Parsha, we have the kosher and non-kosher foods and the kosher signs of a fish, fins and scales. Fins and scales. So asks the Gemara, Mishnah tells us in, did I miss it? Yeah, the Mishnah tells us here, 7. The Mishnah tells us in Nida that every fish that has scales also has fins. There are some that have fins but don't have scales. So ask the Gemara, if every fish that has scales also has fins, So why doesn't the Torah just say scales? If every fish that has scales has fins, so just have one siman Torah of a fish. Scales. The answer is the Gemara. Lahagdol Torah lahadir. That's the Gemara. Lahagdol Torah lahadir. Right, so what does that mean? What does that mean? So there's a sefer called Yagdil Torah. It's a set of svarim called Yagdil Torah and Chumash. So they quote from one of the rebbes. I don't remember which one. What are scales and what are fins? Scales protect the fish. They guard what's there. Fins help the fish swim forward. Life's not just about scales. Life's not just about protecting where we are and who we are and what we have. Life's about swimming forward. Life's about fins. Lahagdil Torah lahadir. Life's about going forward. A couple of years ago, it was my son's bar mitzvah, Parsha Shmini. Remember I said, in life, we're not supposed to be scales people. We're supposed to be fin people. We're supposed to be people of fins. You could use this vart in many, you know, at a... This couple should live a life of fins. Not just scales. It's about not just guarding where you are, right? It's about moving forward. 95 years, this man did not stop. He didn't just have scales. He had fins. Every day of his life, he swam forward. It's a very usable, thought. And we bless this 8-day-old baby that he should always use his fins to give his parents nachas. But that's Bein Hazmanin is a time for fins and not just for... It's for scales, for sure. But it's also a time for growth. There's growth that we could do in the Beis Medrash. There's growth that we could do sitting in traffic. There's growth that we could do at family functions. There's growth that we could do everywhere. It could be learning also. Sometimes there's time in Bein Hazmanin that we're not supposed to be learning, that we steal some time for learning. There's a great... There's a pasuk in Malachi. Pasuk says, "Hayikva adam elokim." Could a person be koveya from Hashem? And Rashi quotes that keva could also mean steal. Hayikva adam elokim, kavata itam laTorah. Did we steal time for Torah? Not just set aside time for Torah. Especially during yeshiva, it's not really like stealing time because we're supposed to be learning all the time. But like during Bein Hazmanin, and when we're not supposed to be learning all the time, generally, sometimes that Torah, steal time for Torah. Still time for a mitzvah, but either way, to recognize that it's also a time for growth. So, l'maisa, to be an Eved Hashem, but recognize the value of time. Have concrete goals, daily and in general. Not to think that we're above anyone else, chas v'shalom. 3, and number 4, to recognize that it's also a time for growth, and we have to make sure to use our fins. And maybe it's not coincidental that Shmini always comes out, either right before or right after Bein Hazmanin. We have to remember that message. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.